The aim of the study was to assess the effectiveness of primary hormone therapy in Southampton for those unfit for surgery, to think about the frequency and duration where additional interventions might be needed, also to think about the differences between agents in terms of their rate of and time to treatment failure, and lastly, to assess accurately the significance of comorbidity and therefore life expectancy independent of breast cancer.